This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapping up his Southeast Asia tour in Jakarta, Indonesia, but North Korea again captured much of the attention. VOA's Cindy Sain is traveling with Pompeo.
Secretary Pompeo shook hands with the North Korean Foreign Minister Lee, and a U.S. ambassador handed the North Korean Foreign Minister a letter from President Trump for the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. But afterwards, North Korea's foreign minister gave a statement saying that the country remains firm in its commitment to implementing the agreement made at the summit between Trump and Kim, but he said they were alarmed by some of the rhetoric coming out of the U.S. and its insistence on sanctions. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Jakarta.
Pompeo arrived in Jakarta from Singapore, where there were mixed messages on relations between the U.S. and North Korea amid talks over denuclearization. The arrest of Sun Wing-guang, a retired professor from the Shandong province in northeastern China, during a live telephone interview with VOA, has come as a sensitive time when the rule by Chinese leader Xi Jinping is being seriously challenged. Observers say this has led to the quick action by the country's security apparatus to crush China's rising anti-government sentiments, which they see as a threat to the Communist Party's regime. Sun is a longtime critic of how China deals with human rights. UN warning the deadly Ebola virus could spread by refugees leaving the Democratic Republic of Congo. Officials are urging neighboring countries to increase surveillance at border crossings. A World Health Organization official tells VOA an additional threat is posed by the refugees fleeing from neighboring Uganda, Tanzania, and Burundi. This is VOA News.